two giant goofballs is shot live in front of a streaming audience.
Welcome to Two Giant Goofballs, a New York Giants podcast. Are you a goofball that loves Giants football? If so, sit back and relax.
Except you, that person driving. Sit up and keep your eyes on the road.
Your ears, though, can still listen as we talk about the team that both excites and frustrates us so much. And now, here are your goofball hosts, Drew and Rob.
Welcome, fellow goofballs, to Two Giant Goofballs, New York Giants podcast. We got a special first night, round one of the draft edition here of the podcast. We went live here for every single pick, as promised. We want to give you guys here an audio land, though, a copy of our reaction to the pick here at pick number seven for Malik Nabers, the wide receiver at LSU, as well as also some of our thoughts we had at the end of the night as well. So hope you guys enjoy. If you don't have plans already here for night two, guys, keep in mind we're going to be live for every pick for night two as well. And, of course, we'll be on Saturday afterwards to give you guys our thoughts on the day three picks as well. So, appreciate you guys listening, for, as always, and enjoy.
I get a better stream.
Like I said, man, it makes sense because they are totally, totally needing a lot of help on the offensive line. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk some Giants here. So, we're up on the board. J.J. McCarthy still available, guys. And, you know, J.J. McCarthy today was saying he thinks he's going to be a Giant because he spent a lot of time with them. You still got Malik Nabers on the board. You still got Roma Dunsing on the board. Could they go splash at the rumors and say, hey, we would take Michael Penix at six?
Let's, that round. Real fast, Joe Alt looks like he looks like he should be a drunk golf dad.
Maybe he is a drunk golf dad.
Let's go for his age.
All right, guys, here we go. So are we gonna get the new quarterback? Are we gonna get the new wide receiver? Are we gonna go soon crazy? Like, do we go Olufashanu at that point and go ahead and fix our right tackle position? Because I know people are high on him. I'm not high on him personally. I don't think he's that good. But
yeah, that's
you know what's crazy? I didn't hear until today. You know, he played high school football with Caleb Williams.
Huh.
I didn't even know that. Did not.
Did he talk about the locker room escapades? He used to paint his toenails right after the show. Jeff's gonna be okay.
I'm afraid. Very, very afraid. We're all afraid.
God holds me.
Let's see.
Yeah, Connor, I got him with you over there.
Unless it's Penix, pick Nabers, or I'm shutting the TV off. It's honestly, it's gonna be. I think for me, it's gonna be a wide receiver. I really do. I'd be kind of shocked if they pick it. They pick a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we did a whole bunch of mock drafts, but like,
Nick is in already. Connor's saying, by the way, I see everybody in the room. There's Diable. There's Shane. Nobody's sitting at home with Nintendo Wii this time.
Yeah.
Here we go. And they got to put a thing on there talking about. Barkley signing with the Eagles. That's just wrong.
Well, they have to. I mean, they're talking about every move that happened to the team last year.
So I think they're going. Apparently, JJ's not even there. That's crazy.
But the draft
pick is in though. Yeah, he's at a home party in Michigan. Apparently,
yeah. It's only
he didn't want to be Will Levis.
For you getting picked, dude. But whatever.
He didn't want to be Will Levis. He didn't want to be Geno Smith. There's LPG there, license plate guy on the screen. Let's see what we got. It's got to be Nabers, right? Am I wrong?
It's got to be Nabers. Which means I picked the right guy from the get-go.
I think, like I said, Odunze, I think they might want because of just that, you know, some of the issues. I've also heard about shoulder issues, but apparently with Malik Nabers as well. But that's the problem is we don't have the medical. We don't have the meetings. We don't have the interviews like they got, you know. Here we go.
Here it comes.
Connor's saying it's Malik Nabers. So we'll find out in a second. See, don't put the volume on.
Nabers.
YouTube will kick us off. Nabers. Don't put the volume on. There we go. So Malik Nabers is the pick there. Wide receiver, LSU. Obviously, guys, we talked about him a lot during our pre-draft talks there. This is a guy who is the most explosive receiver, basically, that we're going to have since OBJ. This is that guy. This is the get me the damn ball and let me do my thing kind of guy. We haven't had that in a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, This is legit. This is exciting here. I just hope we get a quarterback that can throw. I agree with him. I don't like he said it publicly, but I agree with him. So
yeah.
Again, Malik Nabers, 6 foot even, 200 pounds, 20 years old. So still young, guys. Last year, 13 games, 89 receptions, 1,569 yards, 14 touchdowns. This is a legit receiver. He's got great burst upon the catch there. Got great at tracking the ball, good route runner. You know, the only issues with him is his size. Again, I said he's only 200 pounds, so you got to worry about him against the press. You got to worry about him getting that off that five-yard stretch there. But he's twitchy enough to do it based on that.
I was about to say, as long as he's twitchy enough to get out of there, because, you know, how big was OBJ when he got drafted? Like,
we're officially celebrating, guys, by the way. Celebrating. We're officially celebrating. We got the screwball going. I got the whiskey going.
I got one of these little shooter guys. I was ready to go on the airplane. Yes. Ready, Drew? Here you go.
Here we go. Ready?
Cheers.
Oh, wrong way.
Dink.
Boop. You got to do the side. Boop. There we go. Yeah. Let's go. Woo! Anyway, listen, guys, this just tells you, and it's funny, my dad just texted me about this as well, and I was about to say the same exact thing.
But you drink
the JJ McCarthy hype is not legit. I've been saying this all along, guys. Whatever Joe Shane says he's going to do, or people get leaked he's going to do, guess what he's not going to do? That.
Yeah.
You know, we got a chance to get the most dynamic wide receiver in this entire draft, and that's what we did. You know, we got great wide receiver. I think he's going to be legit. I really do. I think he's going to be explosive. I think he's going to be take it down the field. Dakota's not happy with us making this pick, apparently. He thinks that we shouldn't have made it. Listen, we made the pick deal. We're taking it. Like I said, I'm excited, guys. I really
am. If you're salty because you're paying your top flight guy $32 million, and we're not.
When he has more receiving yards than your $33 million wide receiver, I don't want to hear it. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a good move for us. It really is. The big thing with us, though, was we got to have the you know, the guy to throw it to him. He's not wrong with what he said. He's not wrong. I don't like that he said it publicly, because it's a potential locker room.
Yes, correct.
So, yeah.
The politics of ball.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. That's good to go. I think this is the right pick for us here overall. I think that, you know, I think the Giants got their guy too. I really do. I think if they wanted a Dunze, they would have taken a Dunze. I'm not going to say they didn't want. They're not going to say that they didn't maybe prefer Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know either way. But again, this is that flashy receiver that we haven't had in forever. Correct. This is going to be. I'm telling you, this is going to be like. Watch how much this is going to help other guys too. Like if he is what I think
Tom Hanks right now, League of Their Own. We're going to win.
Watch how much he's going to help. You know, guys like Jalen Hyatt get open. Because they got to put safety over to help him at that point, you know. Watch how much he's going to help a guy like Wandale Robinson open up down towards the slot. Slayton, exactly. Like this is going to be like, listen, guys, we have a legit receiving crew now. We 100% have a legit receiving crew.
Darren Waller, you can retire now. Belly, you can come out of underneath the rock you were at last year. This is fantastic news.
Yeah, we did. Like I said, we need someone to throw it to him. We got plenty of picks, guys. We got plenty of other picks. And you know what? I would rather not pick a quarterback here than pick the wrong quarterback. If we don't think this is the guy.
You also said perfectly the other night, because we were talking about this, you go wide receiver first. You were right. Because I didn't even think about it the way you said it, because I agree with you without even realizing the tent of like where I was getting at. But Dable and Chain now have. Yeah, you know, if they went quarterback and it was a bust at pick number 6, they're out of a job. But now it's like, hey, we didn't have the right quarterback.
It's a possibility for them to say that.
Yeah, it's.
I still think they're going to draft a quarterback here, though. I think
the next pick's quarterback.
You know what though? It's
like I want Penix.
You got the Titans up right now. You got the Titans up right now in this whole thing, though. And then you got the Falcons. The pick's already in for the Titans. I wonder if the Falcons go ahead and get their quarterback of the future and let them sit behind Cousins for a year.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I also...
Till it's palatable to cut Cousins.
He's like 35.
Again, Malik Nabers, New York Football Giants now. Now we got to figure out what we're going to do as far as... Yeah, hell of a pick. Like I said, this is the most explosive receiver we've had since OBJ. And I can say that before he even plays one down, I can say that. So
well, post
now we just got to figure out what's going to happen overall.
Yeah, that was explosive.
No one. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So now we just get
pretty clear cut.
Now we just got to figure out who is going to be the guy that throws in the ball. Is it Jones? Do we look to draft somebody else? I'm looking at it going, Jones might be the quarterback after all. And I didn't think he's going to play it down necessarily. I said that, and I still, unless we do what I said and go get Ryan Tannehill. I would rather Ryan Tannehill than Daniel Jones at this point.
I would go to forward, right?
It's very easy. You restructure contracts. We have like, clearly we can make like $20, $30 million extra money still. We're not in cap issues right now. We're just not going to spend it to restructure people unless we have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Malik Nabers now. You have to have somebody that should throw him the ball. He's not wrong on that. Again, I don't like he said it publicly. He's not wrong on that. We'll see what happens. Maybe the guy I like, Jordan Travis, becomes available. I like him. I think if he didn't get hurt, he'd be a much higher pick. Maybe we can get Spencer Rattler. Maybe the Rattler comes out.
Direct attack.
Just saying, it's a possibility, guys. So, all righty, guys. We're going to call it a wrap here because it's almost midnight. Yeah. And
it's past my bedtime.
It's way past everybody's bedtime here. As I'm seeing Goodell at the literally at the podium doing the pick here, we've already talked about. So again, guys, we'll be back on 7 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be on for every pick again tomorrow night as well with you guys. Saturday, we will be on in the evening to go ahead and give you guys a review of day 3. And then we'll be back again for you guys Monday, our usual time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to go ahead and give you guys all of the rundown of the draft overall and our thoughts on what the Giants did. And then, of course, Tuesday, we talk about all the rest of the NFC East and probably wrap up our draft covers then. So plenty more to go. If you haven't already, do me a favor, hit that subscribe. Appreciate you guys listening in. Yeah. We will hopefully see you all tomorrow night, where tomorrow night we talk about how you can get an official Daniel Jones signed jersey just for being a fan of the show. That's it. We got to be. So appreciate you guys for listening in as always. We'll see you, like I said, hopefully tomorrow we're up on live on Facebook and they're not having their issues they're having because Facebook has just been messing up left and right lately. But even if we weren't on Facebook, we were still tonight on, of course, YouTube, Twitter/X, Twitch, and of course, Rob's favorite,
Drew's life,
my LinkedIn profile. We'll have a quick synopsis of some of the parts of the show here on tomorrow night. On tomorrow morning as well on the audio podcast platforms as well. So if you missed some of the stuff there, we'll see you then. Appreciate you guys for listening as always. And as always, Giant fans,
go G-Man! Go G-Man! Go G-Man!
Neighbors! Malik Neighbors is a Giant. Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Thanks for listening to Two Giant Goofballs,
a New York Giants podcast.
We appreciate your support. If you made it this long, you must have enjoyed it. So I am sure you have followed us on all the social media platforms. Of course, you have subscribed to the show on your favorite app as well and given us a top rating. Right? Right? Right?